We're doing the Drashot Taran. We're up to page Shin Mem Chet in the Mosader of Cook edition. Ve'im kol ze. Even though we discussed that part of Hashem's kindness is that Hashem is always punishing us less than we deserve, nonetheless, כשהצדיק נותן עינו אל ליבו וצופה ומסתכל במי שעם רבו, יראה בעיניו שאפשר שתלק פרטו לברחמיו של השם של הקדוש ברוך הוא. When a tzaddik looks at someone who rebelled against Hashem, he looks at him and thinks, there's no way he can attain forgiveness without Hashem's mercy. So we said, on the one hand, Hashem does above and beyond, and He is merciful, and He does not take us to task, and does not punish us as much as we deserve. But when the tzaddik looks at what we've done wrong, he says, how can these people ever attain atonement unless Hashem is merciful with them? And that's why our sages say in the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu is taking himself to task. He's saying, I spoke wrongfully about the Jewish people, to the Jewish people. And now I'm asking you, Hashem, let me into the land of Israel. What am I asking? Forgive me. But Moshe is a tzaddik. So Moshe looks at himself and says, it's not warranted. Without your mercy, there's no way I'll attain forgiveness. And that's why Moshe begins with the word Va'et Chanan, Milashon Matnat Chinam. I asked for a freebie because I thought to myself, there's no way, I don't deserve this. And if you think of it that way, so then the parsha works out very well. And she is in Umas Betivat Va'et Chanan Olo. Whether you see it in the word Va'et Chanan or not, this is the way the parasha plays out. Because afterwards Moshe says, I asked Hashem for a freebie at that time. What was he saying? Moshe analyzed what he did wrong. And he said, oh boy, I did something really bad. There's no way I can handle such a transgression. So at the moment when Hashem's upset at him, Moshe doesn't say anything. Why doesn't he say anything? So Chazal in the Midrash tell us that Moshe made a mistake. Moshe figured, every time Hashem was upset at the Jewish people, I would pray and Hashem would annul the decree. Now Hashem is upset at me, so I don't have to rush. I'll pray and Hashem will annul the decree. Moshe didn't pray right away. Hashem took on a vow and said, it's not happening. You're finished. And then Moshe turns to pray and it's too late. So that's the Medrash in Chazal. The Ran is saying from a simple perspective, Moshe didn't pray right away because right away Hashem was upset at him. He said, now is not the time to ask forgiveness. Let me wait. Let me perfect my ways. Let me wait for another time and then I'll ask for forgiveness. Aval ba'et ahi l'achar shekivash Sichon ve'og. But Moshe waited, he conquers the eastern side of the Jordan. This huge territory that's almost the size of the whole land of Israel. לפי שכל מי שמבקש מן המלך דבר שהוא יכול לתלות אותו במעשיו, כל העיתות שוות וראויות לכך, אבל מי שמבקש ממנו דבר שאין ראוי שיינתן לו אלא על צד החנינה, ראוי שימתין עד שיהיה ראוי לשאול ממנו כן מת המלך. If you think you have a right to something, then you could ask the king at any time. But if you think, I have no right, I'm asking him for a freebie, then you're waiting for a time that you feel like the king's happy with you. Guys, remember that when you ask for a raise. It's a mistake people make. They ask for a raise when they need it. And they don't ask for a raise when the boss is happy with them necessarily, and it's the right time to ask for a raise. Don't ask based on what you think, ask based on where you think the boss is. And don't forget to ask for a raise. One of the reasons people never move forward in their jobs, the prime reason is because they don't ask to. The prime reason people don't get a raise is because they don't ask for one. And if you're waiting for them to offer it to you, you might wait much longer. Now, you don't have to ask for a raise in a way that that you're shooting yourself in the foot, that they say, hey, we can't afford you. There are intelligent ways to ask for a raise. Okay, you guys can do a little bit of research on this. There's a lot of information on this online. But it's important to know. So Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't feel like he's worthy of forgiveness. He thinks, I need God's favor here for forgiveness. So he waits for the right time. The Medrash says, this is like a town that asks the king to make them into a colony, which meant in those times that they'd be free of taxes. So they want to ask the king for a favor. So they waited. There was a time that the king had two enemies and he conquered them. They said, okay, now's a good time. He's so happy. He just wiped out these two enemies. Now's the time to ask him for the favor. Moshe saw that Hashem allowed him to conquer these two awesome kings, Sichon and Og. All the other kings of Israel were paying them to protect the land of Israel, so they were considered the most formidable opponents. And Moshe Rabbeinu takes them down. So Moshe said, okay, so now's the time. Now's my moment. That's why the Pasuk says, at that time Moshe asked. We see that Moshe approaches it and says, I need kindness, Hashem. I need you to do me a favor. He doesn't come in and say, Rabbono Shalom, look at what I've been doing these last 40 years. Come on. No. He comes in and says, I know I did a terrible thing. I know I really messed up. I need you to come and give me a favor. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't think he was worthy of saying, let my deeds speak for themselves. He doesn't. And once we understand this, then the continuation of the verses also work out well. What does Moshe say? Hashem Elokim, Hashem, the force of all forces, you have begun showing me your greatness, your powerful hand. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, hopefully next week.